Well, good morning and welcome back to another Fun Facts Friday. My friend David Hodges is here with me, and obviously you can see we're in Jackson Hall. And David, this must be one of the finest church halls anywhere.
Well, it has become that. It was built in 1911 as Smith Chapel. Dr. Smith, who we worked through weeks and weeks ago, and so for a long time, until 1926, this was a chapel. And then they built the Sunday school building with the steps. The old timers remember the steps leading into the Sunday school building here on the corner. They built the Smith Chapel inside that building, which is strange, but they took this and renovated it into a basketball court.
But it didn't look anything like this.
Oh, no. And they had a stage. So it had a basketball court.
It had a low ceiling.
Not yet.
Okay.
It had a balcony.
Oh.
And during World War II, there would...
Because you would remember. So was the balcony on... Was the balcony on this side or that side?
It was on both sides.
Oh.
It was open,
okay,
but with a balcony. And during World War II, soldiers would be entertained.
There was dancing.
There was dancing.
And Dr. Jackson's time, there was a bit of a brouhaha about the... We'll pass over that. Right.
So we didn't.
Moving on.
So then later on, the basketball court was taken up, the stage was removed, and a second floor was built in this room for Sunday school classrooms, which I happen to remember. I mean, I got here in 1979, and it was here then.
So describe it. Was it dark? Were there windows? Was there roof lighting, or was it just...
I think it was just...
Candles?
Stop. I think it was just electricity. I don't remember any windows.
So now, how did you get up there?
From that stairwell went up as well as down.
Okay.
All right, so... And then I believe in around 2000.
So when the buildings were done, the Family Life Center, or was that before that? Was it part of the whole...
That's not on my list, so... I'll be hearing from Wilson Farrell.
It was in my head just as I asked the question.
All right, so at some point, I think it was around 2000, the decision was made to make this into a true hall for...
This would have been in Dr. DeWitt's era.
Okay. All right.
Or right at the beginning of his era.
And the that fabulous stained glass window down there.
But it had been there all along.
It had been there all along, but it had wallboard on it. And
what?
There was a, what do you call it, a parlor down there. So you could walk, you had two doors leading into the parlor. And so they took all that out. They took out the second floor. They curved the ceiling. It wasn't there before. They curved the ceiling. Henry Boykin out of Camden was the architect who did this, did a beautiful job. And then, as I remember, and I probably will create some problem here, Bibbs Hurt and Dow Kitchens and Linda Suber did the decorating. And
it has their fingerprints all over it.
And it's beautiful.
This is
a beautiful hall. So now, that's all I know.
On a typical Wednesday afternoon, out of COVID season, this room would be full of people. Chef, who's just behind the camera, would provide the best lunch of the entire week. On Wednesday evenings, Centerpoint meets in here, and all kinds of activities now take place in here. And it's really hard for me, because this is all I've ever seen, it's hard for me to imagine what it looked like with two
this is far
floors.
Better. Far better.
But as you walk in here, it's absolutely magnificent.
Yes.
In every possible way. Well, the Fun Facts Friday, we'll be back next week because we want to talk about that stained glass window that was covered up for the best part of 100
you know,
years.
You know, I might revise something at NetFleet. I'm sorry. Something occurred to me.
Wilson, if you're watching, we need you here right now. See you next week.